40% is worrying conservationists and has prompted the launch of the UK's first hedgehog improvement area over in Warwickshire. It's going to be headed up by the county's Wildlife Trust. Our reporter, Justin Searle, has been on the hunt for hedgehogs in Worcestershire. Well, it's a very worrying statistic, but that drop of 40% is being blamed on, well, us, people, and the changes in the way we look after our environments. Much has changed in the way we live our lives, and a lot of it simply isn't working for our prickly friends. Here at Willow's Hedgehog Rescue in Bromsgrove, there are up to 100 creatures here at a time, being looked after by Charlie and Jane Walker. I asked Charlie what he thinks is behind the decline and how concerning it is for him.
No, it isn't good news. They're a very iconic little creature. And to think that they've been around for millions of years, would have walked the planet in their present form alongside saber-toothed tigers. And since the 1950s, we've absolutely decimated the population.
And what's behind this? Why are they declining in numbers quite so sharply?
Hedgehogs would have done well because in the past centuries, we would have managed an environment that very much suited them. They're woodland edge creatures. So hedgerow around fields and on large gardens really suited the hedgehog. Agricultural practices changed a lot. Fields have become a lot bigger, hedgerow taken out, their habitat. And gardens have changed as well from, I guess, sort of the 1980s. You got the idea of making the garden an extension of the living room. So more for us than it would be for the creatures that might live in there. And also with modern developments, obviously a lot more roads cutting up the environment, but solid gravel boards going in. So no matter what you've got in your garden, a hedgehog can't get into there.
Charlie, we've come to the top of your garden here, where I'm hoping you can show us ways that we can make our gardens a little bit more hedgehog-friendly. So tell us, what have we got down here?
Well, basically, you don't have to spend money to make your garden wildlife-friendly. We've got some shrubs here, quite large shrubs, which provide a lot of nice cover underneath that a hedgehog's going to like, and also create an area where you're going to get a lot of insects in there. A log pile, that costs nothing.
It is very simple, isn't it? It's as simple as a pile of sticks, and the hedgehogs love that.
It absolutely is, yeah. If you're cutting something back, don't throw it away. Pile it up, and as the wood rots down, then you get lots of insects in there. That's what the hedgehogs are looking for.
OK, pay attention to that. Thank you, Justin Searle, with Charlie Walker at the Willow's Hedgehog Rescue in Bromsgrove. It's 5:28.